It's time for us, we the global people, to have our global dialogue between authority and freedom. For millennia, only authority has had a chance to speak. Because freedom, i.e., honoring self-creation, trusting good fellowship, has been scorned, slandered, derided, and demeaned. And this happens before we're old enough even to speak. Our authentic voices have been silenced, and our memory of having had them erased. Let us have our dialogue. There is a divide. It's which side are you on, time? Those of us who see that with thought our souls are wrought, and that in the words of Socrates, where God is our teacher, we all come to think alike. We but add to this that God has many monikers, and each one means the earth. In ancient times, there was a goat that fed the infant Zeus without stint, and as reward, its horn transformed into an endless abundance. We are that goat. Our hands and minds and hearts together form that horn. For centuries, piled high, we've held that horn out to the statesmen, the so-called rulers, and they've grown fat and proud, inventing stories of fancy to shroud the gift's provenance, and pretended to themselves they were the source of it. This hubris has been going on so long, has bent the wealth of all the world to bolster its continuance, this hubris, until we, the mighty source of all that rule pretends to own, have fallen asleep. The grief at what seems to be a betrayal without stint or bottom has been too much for our conscious minds to bear. But it's time. We cannot sleep when oceans weep, when the soul of all humanity is falling lost into the deep, the abyss. Our ancestors of heart have warned of this, of perilous times, when decisions must be made, sides chosen. If you have any recommendations or suggestions for how to take this challenge we face of overcoming our lack of belief in each other's, our lack of trust for each other, our lack of belief that we can handle as a collectivity, as a collective humanity, freedom. It strikes me this may be the chief barrier. So I've been thinking about it a lot, and we're still going to be delving into, does capitalism have a future? But the issue for me is, does freedom have a future? How do we endow it with our energy? How do we make it happen? Freedom. How do we believe in it? So I'll be interweaving those two discussions together. Does capitalism have a future? The articles we've been examining, particularly the conclusion in Craig Calhoun's piece, and juxtaposing that with overcoming our own atomization, learning more about each other and beginning to trust each other.